in another barrel, and big, and you had to pack them up out in one over the pan. You just turn the faucet.
Saw the man
going on the pan. And you need some from the pipe coming out of the big barrel. Well, a pipe too, you know, barrel. I've ground them many a day. And that great big old pulley thing, I mean, to hit your mules to. Now, I have seen them, you know, and I made most of them nowadays do have it. What makes would be a steam power. Some of the I don't know exactly what kind. Would be some kind of a motor, I might presume, to pull it. But we used to pull them with mules. And they have a lead rein and a great long pole stuck out, and we'd tie that lead rein to that pole. And he'd bring him around and around and around. He'd go round and round and round. These two mules would pull in that bashing juice out of that cat. But this other fellow, he said he would make some to another day, would he, if somebody wanted some made. But so much work and hard. I made a couple of gallons would last us a year. And I usually buy some gallon two honey and gallon two molasses. We put up a lot of, if we haven't, we're not going to have any this year, and didn't have any last year. But I got a lot of plums on plate. And I like plum jelly, plum pies and things. We put up a world of them last year. We didn't have any, and this year we've got there's a scattered few, but I believe they're going to be faulty. I don't believe it. Same way with apples.
I like plum
peach. We're not going to have them fruit at all.
You mentioned a bucket. Now, is a bucket different from a
pail? Well, it's the same thing. A bucket is a little tin bucket. They used to have a little handle on it. We called them said buckets then. Like, you'd buy them to give so much a 100 from them. And it had a little bail in it. I think nowadays, last things I've seen, didn't even have a bail in it, what I mean, a little wire, and had little airs on the side to hook that air in you told them about. Now I think they quit putting that handle on them. I think you'd have told them with a hand on the bucket, I believe. That's what I'd say.
Wire,
had
little
air.
That
pail. Same thing.
You say they call it syrup?
Mm-hmm. We call them syrup buckets.
Uh-huh.
You can buy syrup in them in buckets.
Is syrup different from molasses?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's thicker?
Yeah, I guess if we're cooking molasses, it's thicker.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen anybody making syrup. They cook it. That's out of a can, just like sugar cane of some variety. I don't know what kind it is. I guess you cook. They get, first I know, they get sugar. Our sugar's made out of a cane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ground out of a cane. I don't know. I never seen any growing. I don't know anything about it. Grows in that swamp, wet land, I think.
They get put
on
sugar. Our sugar's made out of a cane.
This is something that you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make them
salad.
Salad?
Yeah, call it salad. Greens. He people call them just greens.
Uh-huh.
Salad, what I always call them, fashion like the salad, the great, but greens, they call them greens. And that's where they call mustard the greens, and they call them you have a winter, we call it, salad, and a summer. And the winter will grow a great big turnip under it. And we eat those, and they say that winter salad. I mean, to one of them, turnip will stay all the winter. And the turnip freezes, and the salad dies off of it. They die and freeze. But the winter turnip, just a little, he don't get just a little bit of fella, and he's standing there hard, freezing all the way. He'll have greens on it in the spring. You got to turn him under, he'll stay there. That's what makes a difference in him. And mustard, same thing. I ever fall, I used to plant it in my backpack, man.